As per the Master, Divine Grace, Nisi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. This is Professor Ronald Zukav from Cambridge University.
Hey, you are also a teacher here.
So,
you want to share?
No, I'm very happy.
And this girl?
This girl is a Trinity. She learned quite.
Oh! And she has come?
From Germany, from Hamburg.
So they are not living together?
No.
You don't like one another? It's a nice boy. It's a very good boy. Eh? Yes. I think you are also initiated. So, Sivananda is a very nice one. He lives peacefully. Preach his fact. Huh? What? Leave husband and wife together, that's all. It gives for consciousness. And so far I know, he is one of my best students. Sivananda, very sincere one, very devoted. I think you are fortunate to have such devotee husband. You should not neglect. Dampati kalaheta iva bhambharamme logukriya. According to Vedic civilization, when there is some disagreement between husband and wife, it is not taken very serious. Professor Luca. What is spelling?
LDWCOCK.
You want to close it? So you have known something about Krishna consciousness?
Yes.
You have seen our books?
Yes, I have indeed.
Which book you have read?
Lord Brahma's Gita.
Attitude. So, Bhagavad Gita is accepted as preliminary study for understanding God. What is your opinion? What is your opinion?
Oh, I am quite sure that it's a remarkable book.
Yes.
Full of many truths. May I ask you a question?
Yes.
As I understand it, one of the beliefs is that the senses unseed human beings. And that's incorrect.
That the senses mislead human beings. That is one of the beliefs of the Gita, he understands, is that the senses mislead human beings.
Yes.
Yes. And that in order to find God, one has to abrogate.
No, one has to purify.
Oh.
Because, just like in my life, I never smoke. So, I'm giving an example. And somebody smokes. So, smoking is not necessary. But somebody smokes, somebody doesn't. How it is? It is due to association. If I mix with smokers association, then gradually I learn how to smoke. Similarly, if I mix with devotees association, then I become gradually devotee. So the sense is the same. But due to association, it becomes polygamy. So again, by association, it can be purified. But you cannot stop the senses. That is not the problem. Senses will remain. But for understanding what is God, we have to purify the senses.
This is very anonymous by training. And so we both of us work with the senses of material, the sense of vision. Do you consider that that is a handicap in any way? That the concentration that we have to put into vision, to study of responses to vision, sensual responses to vision and color, can be a handicap too?
The question is that both Professor Lukak and Mr. Sanzoni, he is an architect.
Mrs. Sanzoni,
he's an artist.
Artist.
So they both have to utilize their senses, their eyes, etc., for their work all the time. Is that a handicap for spiritual advancement?
No. That also can be spiritual. That's right. Mrs. Sanzoni is an artist. So she can paint Krishna consciousness. The same art, artistic sense. Just like all these pictures, they have been done by my students.
Yes.
Yes, all these pictures, any picture you have done. So they are not accustomed to do this. They were painting some hippie ideas, some bamboos, like that. Later on, when they are instructed that you paint this idea, they paint it very nice. People are astonished with how European American boys have painted such nice pictures. So, that is the process of Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga means Sarva Bhavi Vijin Muktam Tat Parakrina Nirmalam. Rishikina Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Rucha. The Bhakti, devotional Bhakti Yoga means Sarvapadhi Vinimuktam. One has to first of all forget that he is such and such, such and such. I am American, I am Indian, I am Ceylonese, I am German. No. I am pure soul. Aham Brahmasmi. When one is situated in that spiritual platform, and not this body, and spirit soul, that is the beginning of Bhagavad Gita. Yeah. How to understand that I am spirit soul? People generally, they are in bodily consciousness. Just like you said, and he said, such and such. It's Ceylon. The Ceylon means this body. Your Englishman means this body. So just like she has got this white dress, she has got this black collar dress. So this is not very serious consideration. Even if this body has no serious consideration. Unfortunately, in the modern education, the body is giving more consideration. And that's right. I'm German, I'm Englishman, I'm Indian, I'm Ceylonese, Hindu, I'm Muslim, and so for God realization one has to first of all sacrifice this bodily concept of that.
It's really the question of sacrifice that I was interested in. To what extent is it necessary to sacrifice the senses to spiritual involvement?
So sacrifice means to understand really what you are. If you are wrongly thinking that you are cold, so what extent? Unless you forget it that you are not cold.
Yes.
Up to that extent. Not that 50% I have now understood. Like you have to forget that actually you are not cold. So you have to forget it. To that extent. Because I am not actually this cold. So why should I consider that I am this cold? I am this sharp. This is covering of my body. So I have got my spiritual body. And mind, intelligence, ego, it is subtle covering, and earth, water, air, fire, sky, the gross body, there is gross, two covering. So when one dies, that means the outward gross covering is given up. But the soul is within the subtle covering, mind intelligence. Therefore, according to the mind situation, the mind intelligence carries the soul to another gross body. That is called transmigration of the soul.
But this occupation, preoccupation with the sensory things is not in itself something which is going to stop the advancement of the soul.
Yes, if we become too much engrossed with the occupation of the senses, that is material state.
Because that would hold advancement.
Can that kind of material use of the senses, can it be an impediment to advancement?
Yes, that is it. That's what you have to purify. Just like this hearing, if you hear something, material activity, then you get one kind of impression. Similarly, if you hear about Krishna consciousness, that is another impression. To sense that, use for the purpose, you get different types of knowledge. So in order to receive spiritual knowledge, we have to stop the material activities and turn our activities to the spiritual side, then gradually we will understand.
To what extent does bhakti embrace only love of Krishna? So what is it that is great love of other human beings, of other people in a material state?
If you love Krishna,
yes,
then you can love human beings very perfectly. But you are talking of human beings. But why you are not talking of other beings?
Yes.
They are living entities. They are not only limited to the human beings. The living entities, there are forms, 8,400,000. Out of that, human being is about 400,000. The major portion of the living entities, there are 8 million. 8 million. But because we have no Krishna consciousness, therefore we are rejecting these 8 million. And taking consideration only 400,000. This is due to lack of Krishna consciousness. One is Krishna consciousness, called Krishna consciousness. He will not take to the 400,000. He will take 8,400,000. Because all living entities are part and parcel of God. This way, you are in this man, he is learning, he is young man, but we are all human beings. Similarly, there may be living entities in different dress. Somebody has feet, somebody has cat, somebody as dog, somebody as king, somebody as demigod, somebody as human being, but all of them are living entities in different places. So if you are eager to do something well to the living entities, why you should limit yourself to the human being? That is my first question.
Yes, I agree with that. I certainly agree. But does bhakti embrace
the Lord? All living entities. Bhakti embraces all living entities. That is the advantage of bhakti yoga. His vision is not imperfect. Therefore, this question about human beings, why you are interested in the human being only? That's my question. Why not other living entities, other living beings? Why? And this is imperfect knowledge.
Yes.
Yes. Limited. Imperfect knowledge. And because you have got imperfect knowledge, therefore there is confusion. Krishna consciousness means one has to accept all living entities. Because all living entities are part and parcel of God. So, if you want to do harm to a vegetable, you have to consider. But because you have got imperfect knowledge, they are taking consideration of a few living entities, limited. Within its circle. And others are neglected. And they are ill-treated. And therefore, they are accumulating sinful life. And therefore, they are suffering.
You have a concept of sin as such.
Yes. We are prohibiting four sinful pillars. No illicit sex. No meat eating. No gambling, no interest. These are sinful life.
And suffering and sin.
Yes, as soon as you become, because that's why if you break law, then you are punished.
Yes.
Even if you eat little more than your capacity, immediately there is indigestion, diarrhea. So you cannot break the law, strict laws of material nature. If you break, that is simple. And you will be punished. This is sinful and past. If you go exactly to the laws of nature, then it is past. If you break, then you are sinful.
Yes.
It is not difficult to understand.
No. But to what extent would doubt be regarded as a sin?
Doubt is good, provided if you make progress. But if you stick to your own principles and doubt there is, that's not good. When there is doubt, then you go to a person who can mitigate your doubt and explain. Yes. But if you stick to your own understanding, tradition, then doubt is not very beneficial. It sets you back. You cannot make progress. So as soon as there is doubt, you go to a person who can explain about your doubt. That is the beginning of tad vijnanartham ka gurumeva avigacche samipani shrutriyam brahmanistam. This is the beginning. Doubt is good. It is the sign of making progress. But if you stick to your original idea, then doubt is setback. Why should I accept this? Well, I have got my own tradition. I have got my own religion. I have got my own faith. Then he is doomed. The doubt is very good if you make progress. But if you stick to your own principle, and then it is degraded. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Suppose if you have need of a medical practitioner, how do you go to a medical practitioner? How do you go? Suppose you have disease, you have to take advice of a physician. How do you go to a physician? What is that? What she says?
You
have to trust somebody. You have to see the circumstances that here is a physician, he is treating some man, and there are so many patients, and he has got a medical degree. That's all. Otherwise, how can you understand? And here, if you see one man, is doctor, such and such, medical practitioner, and actually you see that some patients are there and he is giving medicine, and you can inquire also whether they are being cured. So these are the external features, with these we have to select. But the injunction is that when you are diseased, you must go to a physician to consult. Similarly, when there is doubt, you must go to a guru. Now, who is a guru? The definition is there. It's like, who is a medical practitioner? The definition is there. A medical practitioner must be a past medical man. He has passed his medical examination. There is his qualification, and he is actually working in some hospital. Then you see, yes, he is a medical. Similarly, the basic injunction is, to clear your doubts, you must go to a guru. Now, who is the guru? Brahman is some. Is fully convinced in the absolute truth. That's all. Or one is fully Krishna conscious, is Guru. So you have to begin. Now here is a man, he is talking only of Krishna consciousness. Then he may be accepted. There may be pseudo, but that is your fortune. Just like, you have to go to a physician, but if the man is a pseudo, false, that is a misfortune. But God is in everyone's heart. He lives. If you are actually sincere and serious, he will take you to the real Guru. That is God's grace. Guru Krishna Kripayata. Krishna is also watching. He is seeing how much you are sincere. If you are serious, then you lead it. Here is the first thing. That's it. Good exercise?
Yeah, what is a good exercise against cynicism? If you have been cheated by others, you may become cynical. And what is some remedy for cynicism?
I'm not a spark, it's just science. I'm sorry, I cannot give you advice. I'm not cynicism. I have got business with Krishna consciousness.
But I think you've already answered that in by saying that anybody who has doubt comes to find the Guru.
Yes. So that is clear.
Yes.
That I'm not expert in cynicism. The doubt is already clear. You cannot make any man as dictionary. Whatever you like, you question and you learn. That is not what. One has got his own life. If you ask question on that line, then it's going to pass.
Is it true, Master, that when one met a guru who was right for one would know it in one's heart? Is there a sign, when it's a certain uncertainty that one has found a guru who is giving the advice that is right, the teaching that is right for that person?
Yes. Personal guru may Tadvidhi Panipasana. You have to find out the Guru, where you can surrender. That is the first business. Panipasana. Tadvidhi Panipasana, Panipasana, Siva. You have to find out somebody where you can surrender. That is the first business. So then, Paripasana, asking question. But with the Panipasena, Paripasana, we find out that one. But our, this Krishna consciousness is so nice that it is remedy for all kinds of that. Now, your question, conjectural question.
What is the remedy for cynicism when one becomes cynical?
He can say, chant Hare Krishna. That's not blood, that's not babaushadi. There are many diseases in this material world. But Hare Krishna mantra is suggested by Parikshit Maharaj. Nidvikrata yupagiyamana bhavaushadhi. The panacea for all kinds of things. Now, if the question is made in full surrender, then it will be effective. But if you ask some question and think, if I like, I shall accept it. Otherwise, I reject. So that personal question has no value. Therefore, the first business is that whether you are questioning after full surrender, yes, whatever answer will come from him, I shall accept. Then it is genuine question. And if you want to amend and verify it to your understanding, that is not genuine question. Is it?
Yes.
So therefore the first thing is panipa. That the day when you pass, you know. You should question to a person where you have fully surrendered. Yes, whatever answer you give, I accept. Then the question is going away. If you again put it in your own test, this is not to my mind, then why did you question it? That is an unbona fide question. Therefore, the question answer is allowed only between disciple and guru, not with outsiders. That is the actual position. Because outsiders, they will question a waste time. They will not accept the answer. But the process is, you shall question to a person where you are current. That is the first. Samipani, Sotriyam, Brahmanitam, Samipani in four hands. Sir, I have asked this out. This is current. If you kindly answer it. And that also should be there. Paripatena, Pariprasnena, Seva. Surrender and Seva. So there is some process. But if we simply question, physically, and take some answer, and do not follow, simply waste my time and your time, everything. That's all. You should be prepared to take the answer and take it seriously. Then you should question. Otherwise, don't waste your time. That is the process. So our answer is Bhavoshadi by chanting Hare Krishna mantra. Everything, Chita Dharpana Marjana, everything becomes clear. That is it. This is the medicine. that it clears our doubt. Chetadarpana Mahavira. And as soon as our doubts have cleared, the blazing fire of material existence is extinguished. Just like the physician, unless you know that whatever medicine the physician will give, I will accept, then what is the use of going there? Even if physician prescribes something, and if you say, no, I don't like this, then what is the use of going there? Therefore, the fact is that I am going to this physician, whatever prescription he gives, I like that. There you can go. The material life is cynical. Everyone is cynical. Pikachu Pali Janamokichana Hoy. Mayakrasta jive chek dasavat. Anyone who is in this, under the condition of this material nature, he is cynical. But he has forgotten his real identity. He is like a mad, crazy fellow, forget what he is. He is even asking, rebuking his past, what do nonsense, who are you, where are you standing? He forgets in his past. The Pishachi, ghostly haunted, and one forgets the identity. So every one of us who has forget the identity and is thinking that I am this body, is cynical, more or less. So anyone who is identifying with this body is cynical. So this man or that man, there is no question of this man or that, everyone. Therefore, the prescription is given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, chant Hare Krishna. And everything will be gradually clear. So you can take this medicine and try it. You are asking for your case or somebody else. Anyone can take. Chetadarpana Mahajana. Parijaya Padvidhi Paripata.
Padvidhi Paripatena Pariprasnena Sevaya Kupadekshan Ite Jnanam Jnani Vastat Vadayasimala. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth.
These are the conditions, submissive. Not to examine him. But therefore, everywhere you go. Just like if you go to a physician, you must know that submissive. Not on certain conditions. In the Bhagavad Gita, you will find all the answers. Here is the process, how one should approach. The first thing is submissive.
That's not what you said a little earlier, that jumps for good things.
It's a good thing. Just like doubt whether there is some medicine or not. But when the medicine is given, if you accept it, then it is good.
Yes.
If you don't exist it, then you have wasted your time.
Yes. There's another way of communicating, of creating community.
It is high media.
Media.
But progress or English. It is imperfect for my understanding. The creation is not imperfect. It's like the sun is always shining, but there is a cloud. The cloud is created under some perfect process. Is it not? But the clouds is imperfect process for me because I cannot see the sun. Yes. It is creating disturbances for my understanding. I am already imperfect and it is creating disturbances. But the process of creating the cloud is not imperfect. There is a perfect process. This is the position. So material means when we become imperfect to understand God, that is material. Some impediments come before me, that is called Maya, which makes me imperfect to understand God, and that is material. Actually, the cloud is created by sun, by the sunshine. So it cannot be imperfect. But it has created an imperfect position for me to see the sun. Therefore, material world is called imperfect. Otherwise it is not imperfect. For me it is imperfect. Imperfect in the sense that there is hindrance to understand God. It's like due to my this material concept of life, I am this body, I am imperfect to understand my soul. But the creation of the body is not imperfect. There is perfect physiology, anatomy, and how the blood is circulating, how food is being transformed into blood, how they are going to the heart, going to the brain. There is a perfect creation. But All this is perfect on account of my misfortune. This is checking my understanding of the soul. Is it clear now? Yes, therefore you have to take lesson from the perfect. That is the advice, go to Guru. Yes.
How can anything imperfect be there?
How can we be imperfect even in our vision?
Yes. Therefore, it is called illusion. And nothing is imperfect. Therefore, it is called illusion. Exact word is used, Maya. Jatabhata jatatamo. It's like, we sometimes see the sun is in opposite side. It's like, what is now? The sun is this side? Yes. Now the sun's reflection is on some mirror there, and the reflection is coming here. Yes. The actual sunshine is coming from this. This is the idea of illusion. The sun is there in my left side. The sunshine should have come from that side. But the sunshine is reflected in some mirror this side, and the mirror reflection is here. I am thinking the sunshine is coming from this side. This is the illusion. That fact is the sunshine comes from there, but I am thinking coming from this side. This is illusion. Or the reflection is actually the darkness. But reflection is coming, I'm thinking it is light. There are so many. Sometimes we have seen that in Mathura at night, we see that in the sky there is a city low. Light. You have not that experience?
But another good example is when sometimes the clouds move over the moon.
Yes.
It looks like the moon is moving.
Yes.
Actually,
it's not moving. Yes, there are so many. So the moon is perfect, the cloud is perfect, the movement is perfect, everything is perfect. But it's still an illusion. You see that the moon is moving. Therefore, he requires little knowledge. Then you become perfect. And therefore, you have to go to a person who has got this knowledge. Then you become perfect.
I have another question.
Yes?
Do you believe that it is possible to come to spiritual development through the senses? In other words, that there is...
No, I say purified senses.
You can't through the senses.
Purified.
Purified.
Yes. Well, our process is to purify the senses for right understanding.
Yes. I'm thinking particularly, though, of a great painting or a great piece of music. Would you feel that there is a spiritual message in something which moves one very profoundly?
Everything is spiritual. But by illusion, we are divining this is material, this is spiritual. Everything can be spiritualized by advancement of knowledge. Music can be spiritualized, painting can be spiritualized, everything can be spiritualized. And ultimate issue, there is nothing material, everything is spiritual. But by illusion, because I am forgetting the spiritual relationship, therefore, I am making this distinction, material and spiritual. So as soon as I become completely realized, the higher platform, there is nothing as material. How there can be material? Because everything is emanation from the Supreme Spirit. Just like sunshine from the sun, he has heat and light. How it can be otherwise? But sometimes, by other conditions, we feel it is cold, just like the season changing, the atmosphere is changing. The sun is the same, the sunshine is the same, but by other conditions, which is also created by the sun, sometimes we are feeling cold, sometimes we are feeling very hot, warm. Electricity, the same electricity working in the refrigerator and the heater. But the original nature of electricity is warm. How is it creating? The refrigerator cold under certain conditions. So this condition is illusion. This condition does not remain. It comes and goes. So when we come to the perfect knowledge, then we can see that these conditions are illusion, really everything is spiritual. That is real knowledge.
So, following that argument, all material things are
illusion. And therefore, all spiritual. Yes. The ultimate is there is nothing material. Everything is spiritual. Just like some foodstuff, we are offering to Krishna. Krishna is Krishna. So are we accepting material things? The same foodstuff eaten by somebody else, he says, it is material. And the same foodstuff offered to Krishna, he is offering prasad. How it becomes prasad? They will argue. What is the difference? The same thing, but there is difference. So, when everything is in touch with Nirvana Krishna Sambandhe, everything in touch with Krishna, it becomes spiritualized. We generally will give this example. An iron rod put into the fire, it becomes warmer, warmer, then it becomes red hot. When it is red hot, it is no longer iron, it is fire. You touch anywhere, it will burn. So, by spiritual association, everything becomes spiritualized. That is one thing.
What is your view of other religions?
Hmm?
What is your view of other religions?
Take something
like Christianity.
No. Our point of view is, there is no second religion. There is only one religion. That religion is God and to love God. So if you get this perfection, to be any religion, that's all right. Just like you are educated, you have passed the MA. Your aim is to pass any examination. You can pass through any college, any university. But your aim is how to pass any exam. It doesn't matter. So if your purpose is served, and then it doesn't matter whether you pass your examination from this college or this university or that. That doesn't matter. But if your purpose is not served, then you're simply working uselessly. So, any religion, it doesn't matter. Christianity or Hinduism or Buddhism or Jesus. If you have got actual conception of God and if you have learned how to love Him, then it is perfect. Otherwise, it is useless. righteous simply. That is the test.
Yes. So this means that you have some doubts about any other Buddhism. You feel that they...
No, I don't particularly say anyism. But our aim is how to understand God and how to love it, that's all. But if in your religious system there is no sense of God and one to speak of to love Him, we take it useless. It may be very great propaganda. But ultimately, if one does not understand what is God and how to love Him, then it is useless. What is the use of following such religion? If I do not come to the ultimate understanding, do we take it useless? Our taste is that you may represent yourself as Buddhists or Hindus or Muslims. I want to test whether you have learned to love God, whether you have now some knowledge of God. Because if you love to God, you must have some knowledge. You cannot love something fictitious. That is not love. When I ask you to love means some person. You are not to love some air, the sky. You cannot love. That is not possible. So whether you have got any, the question when there is love of God, whether you have got any knowledge of the personal God, and what is His nature, what is the difference between God and me, this is science of God. Then there is question of love. So we are promoting to try to understand what is God and love Him. It doesn't matter through which source you are getting that knowledge. But if that source is helping you to this end, that is perfect. Otherwise, it is useless. Savi bhumivam paro dharma jato bhakti yadhokhari ahi tuti apati. Yeah, because unless you come to this point, you will never be satisfied. So, when you come to this point, how to love God, then your perfection of life. You will be fully satisfied. The year has got to change. Everyone is entering after satisfaction of the heart that I have got now every day. So that can be achieved only by loving God. Otherwise it is not possible. So we are present in here is God, Krishna. Now it is up to you to accept Him or not. That is your business. But we are present in here is God. Here is His name. Here is His activity. Here is His devotee. He is accepted by so many scholars, so many scholars, so many devotees, so many shastras. That you are present, He is God. You are searching after God, He is God. See Him. But if you do not accept, it is your business. If you say, why should I accept Him, God? That also can be explained. Yes, you must accept Him. Because this is the qualification of God. And we have all the qualifications are there. Suppose if I ask you, what is, can you define what is God? Can you?
Well, God embraces everything.
Huh?
God embraces all.
That is not proper definition. God embraces everything. That is one of the qualities. Because He embraces everything, then why did it become impersonal? You say He embraces. So that is personal. So where from this impersonal idea comes? Who is that He? And this is real knowledge. As you said, that he embraces. The next question, who is that he? Will not?
Yes.
Yeah. Then you have to say, who is that he? If you cannot, then your knowledge is imperfect. But we say, yes. Here is Krishna God. And those who are accepting, they are getting the benefit. So Yama is presenting something fictitious, presenting here on the authority. Just like if I said, you are touching after a spectacle, here is spectacle. So you test it by putting on your yes, then it is spectacle. Similarly, we are putting here is God. So you try to love, this is the process of loving it. So if you accept everything, you see, yes, I love God. It's practical, it is not imagined. But these boys, they did not know what is God. I have simply said, yes, God, Krishna. You love him. I said, love him. I said, realize it. Yes. Really? Now convince him that he is not God. He will never be God. Because he has got the reality. You cannot deviate him. No, no, he is not God. Do it. Any scholar, any acharya, let him come, any yogi, he will be the good. He has firm conviction and he can argue, he can convince you. Yes, here is God. Is it not? If somebody challenges that Krishna is not God, and then what do you say? Huh? If somebody says that you have accepted false God, then what do you say? You give up Krishna? Or what do you do?
We cannot define the Bhagavad Gita in this fight.
No, you may say, I have not accepted Bhagavad Gita. Then what do you do?
Challenge his authority.
Yes, you present what is God. You present what is God. If he says, I do not know, then you accept my God. You do not know. If you don't accept Krishna as God, then you present your God. He says, this is not spectacle. But that means you must know what is spectacle. And if you cannot present, then what is the value of your saying is not? You present counter God. And you prove that he is God. And in the absence of your perfect knowledge in God, then you accept my God. What I am presenting. Because you have no knowledge, you are admitting. So you take the knowledge from me. Of right knowledge. It is not by whom you can knowledge. So that is Krishna consciousness. Here present in here is God. Love. Your life is the perfect. And anyone who is doing that is coming to the perfection of God. It's like if I give a plate of prasadam, it is. You are hungry, take, here is food. You take it, you will understand. Yes. My hunger is satisfied, I am getting strength. You don't require certificate from others.
Yes.
Similarly, I present, here is God, you love him, he is the certificate with me, he will first say, yes, here is God. Exactly in the same way, if you are eating, if it is actual food, and if you are hungry, then eat the food, you will feel strength, satisfaction of hunger. And you say, no, no, I don't want any more food, this is all right. Similarly, when you begin to love Krishna, then you will understand, yes, here is God. Nobody will be required to give proof that he's God. He'll understand that he's God. So we are doing that. We are searching after God, that there is God. Now, Ravi, what do you say? Is it not our process?
Yes,
no. Here is God. Bedin sudullavadu lavako bhakto. You cannot search out God by reading so many books and literature. But a devotee can deliver it. That God, here is God. That is devotee's prerogative. Here is God, take delivery, direct. And then you go on searching many, many lives. Therefore, it is a sadhiddhi panipatena, paripasena, siyura. Yes. Yes. So this is the process. You have to approach somebody who knows God. And he can deliver you God. That's his God. That is it. Otherwise, God cannot be such a. God is not such a cheat. Panthasu koti satavasya sampragamma paryo lathaki manasu manipunyava. Therefore, there are so many scholars, philosophers, they are talking up all nonsense about God. Actually, they do not believe in God. They talk simply, but no. Because Sante, the exact word is used in Bhagavad. Because Sante, talking all nonsense. Jayasan mahita jiva, asanam trigunatakam, manute, manute anattham. Because Sante. So God is there, you can realize God, provided you come to the right channel, right process. Yes, sir. Now this lady, she always says, so now I have got the thing. So she really is very educated, everything. You are searching after God. Now she is thinking, yes, I've got God. And she is very enthusiastic to serve God. You are following which religion? Mr. Sandhya. Christian. That's right. So Christian religion has got conception of God. Is it not?
Yes.
But they do not know what is the actual feature of God. Is it not? Do you know what is your conception of God? In Christian religion, they accept there is God. Because Christ is Son of God. So what is your conception of God?
Creator.
Creator. So, he must be a person. Is it not? Creator. I have created this temple, and I am a person. I have got brain. I have got hands. I have to work. So as soon as you say creator, then you must say person. Is it not? No clear idea. Then as soon as you say creator, is he not a person? So have you seen that person? Or have you seen his picture? His description of the body, why we sometimes see the picture. Here is a man who has created himself. Similarly, if the creator is a person, we must have a vision of that person. Otherwise, it is imperfect knowledge. I have heard that there is a queen, but if I have seen the picture also, then it is more perfect. The queen is like this. Therefore, in every stamp, every paper, the queen's picture is there, so that people may not forget that queen is a person and here is the photograph. Otherwise, why is so much effort? Let her remain a person in his Buckingham Palace. Why she advertised in so many ways? And she comes out of Buckingham Palace and sees you and talks with you. Similarly, if God is a person, we have to learn how to see him, how to talk with him, how to appreciate him, how to love him. The next question is, simply to have a conception that God is creator, that is not perfect knowledge. You admit it or not? Who is God? Yes, that is my question. So, if you have knowledge of God, you must say, who is God? As you say, creator, I said, who is that creator? So you have to describe. Otherwise, your knowledge is imperfect. Is it not?
Yes. So she wants to ask you the question, who is God?
Yes, yes. You see, that we have already explained. Krishna, here is God, Krishna. There are so many pictures. Sorry, Krishna. Krishna who can be someone. Krishna.
I think it's a book.
It is not knowledge?
No.
So how can you know about it? In the air? Do you think? Everything you have to know. Why this professor is there? He teaches his student from the air. Do you think like that? How do you teach it? Professor, how do you teach?
Yes, you teach from...
Through books? Yes. So why do you say this is books? This is knowledge. This is book meaning imperfect knowledge. This is knowledge. You have to learn from the professor, from the right man, then you get the knowledge. Prasput of Pushyat, this is the definition in the Veda. That your eyes should be Shastra, or the books. That is your eyes. These eyes have no value. It is useless. As soon as the light is gone, your eyes, value of eyes gone. Anyway. What is the value of your eyes? You have to hear from the right person. That is knowledge. If you want to see God, if you want to touch God, that is not possible in this condition. You have to hear about God. And that hearing is there. That's what is called Shruti. Shruti means the hearing process. Sarvanam. Yes. Savanam Kirtana, with no, to hear about the Lord. These are the imperfect knowledge. That when he gives it, the book of knowledge, he says, his book. The book is the source of knowledge. Therefore, it is said that you have to surrender to your past. I give you knowledge of Krishna, you say, what is this? And that means you have no surrender. You think that I am giving something else. And therefore, the first process is, if you want to know something, you must approach to a suitable person where you can surrender. Yes, whatever he says, I will accept. Otherwise, it is not possible. If you keep yourself on the standard that you know everything, you can examine everything, then you cannot make progress.
One cannot be. If one cannot read,
one can hear, that's why I say hear. Just like you are hearing. If you cannot read, that doesn't matter. But you hear from the right person. A blind man cannot see. But that does not mean he cannot walk. Because the ear is there. His father calling, my dear boy, come here. So he cannot see his father, but he goes there. So it does not mean that because you cannot see, but because you are not educated, the knowledge is stopped. No. The real knowledge comes from the oral session. He hears. Book is meant for hearing. Unless he hears, if there is book, there is no use. What is that class?
Well, sir, you explained that the material world is nothing, or the illusion is only to know. But, presumably, the devotees who have followed the path of spiritual enlightenment for long enough have reached the state which is available.
No, you cannot expect when a student is admitted in your college, you cannot expect him that he has become perfect.
No.
But because he studies, because he continues his studies, then he will be perfect. Similarly, in our institution, it is not that all our students are perfect. But because they are following the rules and regulations and studying, they will be perfect. That's why the example is given that a girl is married. So every girl wants some child. That if he thinks, now I'm married, I must have immediately child. That is not possible. But because he is married, because he is husband, there must be a child. Then, and if you think, oh, I'm married, where's my child? That's not possible. You have to wait. But because there is husband and your wife, there must be child. This is possible. So similarly, when we admit students and they follow regulative principles, we must get realization one day, today or tomorrow.
Do they get it only after a series of transmigration?
No, in this life, that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita.
One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activity does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna.
That's it. You simply understand Krishna, and you are immediately converted. If you have not to wait for next month, but if you do not complete your studies to understand Krishna, then you have to wait. You must finish the business. So, if you are serious, you can finish the business, understanding Krishna. Then immediately, after giving up this body, you enter back to home. That depends on my endeavor. One student passes in one examination, another student does not pass in three examinations. It's like that. If you become serious, that in this life I shall have thorough understanding of Krishna and finish it, and next life I shall go ahead to Krishna. That's possible. And it is said there. Tapta deham, immediately, after giving up this body, immediately soul is transferred to the spiritual world.
And many devotees are able to achieve this.
Oh yes, everyone can achieve. Provided we endeavor, seriously. Not many, everyone. The same example. Everyone can pass the examination on the first appearance. Is it not?
Yes.
So, if somebody is neglectful, then he does not pass. It is Krishna serious. Otherwise, everyone can pass on the first examination. When did he? So therefore that opportunity is here in the human form of life. That in this human form of life, we can stop the repetition of transmigration from one body to another. If he finishes the Krishna consciousness business, immediately next time he goes to Krishna. Otherwise, if he does not finish, if he gets another body, it doesn't matter. One does not know what kind of body is going to get, then this opportunity is missing. This opportunity, the advanced consciousness, is missing. Therefore, we should utilize properly our advanced consciousness to understand God and then go back to Him. That is the mission of the person. And if we waste our life like cats and dogs, that's a risky thing. The cats and dogs, they are not interested in Krishna or God. They are interested in eating, sleeping, sex life and defense. That's all. So if we simply use our this valuable life, simply, like cats and dogs, eating, sleeping, sex life, and defense, they are missing the opportunity. Our propaganda is that don't miss this opportunity. You take advantage of this life. try to understand Krishna, God, and go back to Him. So you become relieved from this repetition of birth and death. If people do not understand that there is birth after, there is life after death, they do not understand. Therefore, he has to become a student and learn from this book and prepare for the next life. Then everything is all right. Are you following what I say? What are you trying to do in this life? You can miss the opportunity and take the opportunity. That is in our time. Jati, khati, tathātu, whatever you like to do. Krishna said, don't you? The faith to see the thakur, independence is given. God has given us independence. If you want to remain in this illusory material world, remain and struggle for existence. But if you want to come to me, wherever, come on. So there is no fault on the path of God. It is our fault. Yes. Where is Sivananda now? And she, where she lives? It is?
No, the same as in the
are you chanting? Why you stop? If you did not like Sivananda, why you did not like that?
If you did not like Sivananda, why you did not like chanting?
What do you believe? What is your belief now? You did not believe in Krishna consciousness, that's all right. But what do you believe now? You believe in eating, sleeping? That's all.
I believe that there's something that's similar to the mind that I don't understand. But I tell you what I'm talking about. It's that, and
then, do you believe in something now or not?
That you believe there's something greater than she is. But she doesn't understand what that thing is, and she thought she could have
find
that understanding.
How do you understand that?
How do you understand it?
I haven't found a very definite way to connect to it, so I haven't read anyone else who could really...
That means you do not believe very seriously. You do it. Convenient. That is your purpose. You believe in something greater, but you are not serious about it. Because you do not know what is that greater.
Well, I think if I
understand that there's a word to it. But that you could not. You have no idea what is greater than Hare Krishna movement. He simply rejected one. Just like a man is serving somewhere and he resigned that post. If somebody asks him, what next post you have got? No, I have done. Then what is gain? If you leave some post, it is not very nice. Then you must get another post, which is very nice. But if somebody asks you that you have left this post, what you have got next? No, that I do not know. Then what is the gain? You have left something, but in exchange you must get something very nice. But you haven't got that. Then what is the use of living this? That is the way. When you go forward, you step like this. So, when you step and you are confident that now my foot is in ground, then it's steady. Then again, this is the way. But if you feel uncertain, then how can you make progress? That means you stand still. If you think that there is something better, then you must take it. It will drop. It will not try. It will come and drop. That is not possible. Find out what you think is something bigger. Otherwise, what is the use of living something? You don't think Hare Krishna movement is very good? Don't think?
I want to say
that it is not good. Something better you want. That means if you say it is not good, that you think like that. Otherwise, how do you say something better?
Not something better, something that I can't say that is not true.
Too much demand and too much sacrifice required.
In Hare Krishna, he wants something cheap. Yes? That is your idea. But God is not so cheap. Sadhina. These are the classes. One has to go and then go. Just like Lord Jesus Christ, he understood God, how much tapasya he has gone live at this land. He had to sacrifice his life to Shiva. So if you want to know God, it is not a very easy thing. If you think this is difficult, something cheap you want, the God is not so cheap. You have to take some difficult task to understand God. Yes. That is impossible. You can see from the example, those who realize Lord Jesus Christ, how much difficulty he had to undergo austerity from the very beginning of his life. He went to India and so many places. Then he had to face so many dangers. So it is not a cheap thing. No, first of all, you must be prepared to undergo all the difficulties, saying it is very difficult. Difficulty. Anything you want to, suppose you want to pass an exam. Does it mean that you simply sitting, you pass the exam? You have to take some difficult task. Everything. Without labor, without difficulties, you cannot achieve anything. That's not possible. Easy going, isn't that? Easy going is for the animals. But keep sleeping. Done. That is easy going life. Cats and dogs. They whatever their capacity is there for eating, sleeping, and little chest life, little defending, that's all. They do not know anything. So for human life, we should not be so easy going. Human life is meant for tapasya. That is stated in the Bhagavatam. Nāyam deha deha bhājāṁ viloke kattāna kāmān arhati vīrujāṁdi tapo divvam putrakājena suddhe satyāṁ chasmād dhanma sukham manantam. So this life is not, this human form of life is not meant for easy-going life, hogs and dogs. Yes. Why hogs? This name is mentioned. Birbhujan. The hogs, their life is eating stew. And they are required to get physical strength by eating stew. Stool is medically full of hypoperfine. So they get good, much quantity of hypoperfine, therefore hog very quickly because strong, fleshy. They are eating actually chemically nice. And as soon as the body is little fatty and strong, then sex impulse is agitated and they have got free sex impulse. The hog does not care whether mother or daughter or nothing. So this facility, eating stool and having sex life with anyone, they are thinking well, it is nice. They are thinking well, very nice decision. This is not meant for the human life. Eating very nice, getting hyperfertilized, and having such agitation, very nice, enjoy, that's all. It is. That is not human life. That is hog life. Yes, the final question. But this easy going life is hog life. Is it not? How is that the thing that I have? That's why. So that we have to say that human life is not to spoil like hog's life. This is the very name it gives, Virunya. This life is meant for tapasya. You want to give them some?
Actually, they'll be right now preparing us some plates.
So, how do you think of our philosophy?
I think it is very impressive. It's a very honest way of explaining it.
Yes. It is our life, scientific.
It's a very, very simple.
Yes.
I like very many of the things you said.
Thank you.
I think it's very true. The person does not spend time endeavoring to experience or is not doing anything with time.
Yeah. Actually, God has created. God has created our food also. It's like a man is criminal and the government has put him to the jail. That does not mean he'll starve. He'll get food there. Similarly, although we are in this material world, the food arrangement is there. We can take it from the lower creature. That is the hog. He is not eating. He has nothing to bother. Where he shall get the food is there. Any mass is beginning from ant to the elephant. There is food for everyone. So I am human being, I am also one of them. If the elephant can get his food and the ant can get his food and the hog can serve, why I shall not get my food? This is common. So why should I embarrass myself for my food so much? This is human function. Let me utilize my energy for understanding God. This is real human life. Food is there. If God has provided food for the hogs and dogs and ants and elephants, why not for me? Practically, we live in every center. 50 to 100 men. So we have no problem how we shall eat. Neither we are doing any business or profession. No. We go and chant Hare Krishna mantra and try to serve our literature. That is also for propagation. So, God is supplying our food. That much faith we must have. So God has provided food for everyone. Why not for me? I have dedicated my life for God and I shall starve. Is there any reason? If God has provided food for everyone, in non-devotees, birds, beasts, ants, everyone, and I have dedicated my whole life for God and I shall starve. No. I must live somewhere. Therefore, my business is to save time for searching out food. Better employ that time for understanding God. This is called tapasya. Tapasya is common. This is called tapasya. Dibbam. Dibbam means power, the supreme. This is the only business of human being that he should be satisfied with bodily comfort as much God gives, that much. This is not endeavor for betterment. Our students, ourselves, we can lie down on the floor. Actually, we have no furniture. We lie down on the floor. But if God gives us a nice flesh, He don't deny it. Just like this building is given by God's help. So, we are in a small building. That building is also still there, same very place. Now He has given a big flesh. God has given. God has inspired Him. So don't deny it. Unlike But if he says that go out, then go out. Because we know, if we go away from this place, we'll get another place. God has provided. That much belief we have got. So there is no difficulty for this thing, eating, sleeping, making, and defending. So we are trying to save time simply to understand Guru. This is the problem. We have no other reason. So we are writing books, we are using everything, whatever we are selling books, only for protecting God's conscience. So many people send us money, so you are doing very nice work, you are spreading God's conscience. Here is my little contribution. God said, so we have no economic dividend. Our expenditure is very, very heavy. So the people can practically see, they complain, so many difficulties, as soon as you can say, why don't you come and live with us here in this nice village? That will help. He's glad. So what we can do? We are prepared to receive anyone, everyone. Come on, live with us. No, he or she wants something better. What better place one can get? Such a nice atmosphere, nice all big buildings, nice prasada, still, what better?
But the people who have to work in order to keep other people happy with food and the necessities of their life, you believe that they can simply work in their spare time to reward Krishna consciousness. You don't believe that everybody should give up their work.
No, don't. You work, but you become Krishna conscious. That is our goal. You remain in your position. It doesn't matter. But you become Krishna. That's like I explained to you. That it may be any religion you profess. It doesn't matter. We want that whether you have learned what is God and how to learn it. Similarly, you remain in your position. But become God conscious, then your life will be successful. This is our problem. Don't say that you give up your job, you get a position, you become a sannyasi or you become this or that. No, don't say. We simply say that you become Krishna conscious, God conscious. Try to understand God at last.
So, a temple, if you have a temple being built up, then running around, and how much time will your devotees spend in prayer in the temple?
24 hours.
You would like the temple to be used 24 hours?
We have engaged 24 hours. From morning, 4 o'clock, to 10 o'clock at night. And then we go to it. At night to 6 hours. Then I am again. After we have bathed this body, there must be some rest. But if we can work without taking rest, that also yes.
And a spiritual discipline, you regard one part to towards spiritual and that was
And that is our only aim.
Yes. So
also,
it can be really fun.
Eh?
So many problems. There's the problem of spiritual understanding, and there's the problem of bhakti, and there's the problem of discipline.
That's why I told you, yes, that the ultimate issue, there is nothing but spiritual.
Yes.
So why not try for this place? That will include everything. Ultimately, you have to realize spiritual. Huh? Everything is spiritual. So there may be different names, but there is a process to understand. We have to follow that process. That is explained in Bhagavad Gita, the two energies, material energy and spiritual energy, both of them coming from God, that heat and light coming from the sun. Similarly, both the energies coming from Krishna. But yes, one is superior and the other is inferior.
No living things at all. You do not eat eggs. You regard eggs as life.
No, don't take peas, eggs, meat. Yes. We actually eat what Krishna eats. If Krishna eats eggs, then we can eat it. But he doesn't eat it. Our policy is we do not eat anything which is not accepted by Krishna. That is our policy. If Krishna says, give me meat, then he doesn't eat meat. But he does not say. He says, patram pushpam phalam toya. We are not responsible.
I think
so. Even those who are vegetarians, they are also responsible for being punished. But being punished because vegetable has got life.
Oh, I see.
Yes. They have to be punished.
Thank
you. He cannot kill anyone, either vegetable or man or.
So, here you have rice.
Yes. But rice is not killing the food.
No, it's not killing it. No, okay.
So, we do not kill. Even if we kill, we can kill for Krishna. So, we are not responsible. If you ask me to kill somebody, then you are responsible. It's like you kill one man with a stick. The stick is not responsible. You are responsible. Similarly, we are simply stick instrument in the hands of Krishna. Whatever he does, we try to assist him. Yes. We have no response. We are free. Karvani Nidhati Kindata Bhakti Bhajan. Those who are devotees, they are not bound up by any karma. Jagyate karma natra dhupayam karma vandhana tadathe kurutam si amukta sangha samasara. So our position is very safe. Suppose a father maintains his children. See, a father may do something criminal for getting the money. But the children are not responsible. In a crude example. The father will be responsible. The father also will not say that for you I am not become responsible. Father is never. Krishna can do anything and everything, as he likes. He is supreme, power. So we take protection as Krishna. So we have no responsibility. Our only responsibility is that we fully depend on it.
So how many
devotees? Nanda will find out, try to find out something better than Krishna.
Yes.
That is not true. That finally said, there cannot be anything better than Krishna. Take shelter of Krishna and be satisfied. Is it not?
Yes.
Very simple thing. And Krishna is Yogesha. Krishna is the master of all mystic power. So our endeavor is not in Him. Tatra Yogeshara Krishna. Tatra, Sri, desire, everything. So our, this Krishna consciousness moment is very sublime. One has to learn it only. If he is fortunate, otherwise he will not be able to learn. Namaha duskitina mūḍhā prabhadanta namaha. He is duskitina, sinful. He will not be able to learn.
So how many thousands of devotees of Krishna consciousness are there?
Well, that is very difficult to say. So, suppose I am talking to you for last more than 1 hour. You have not become my devotee. So we have to spend gallons of blood to make a devotee. Therefore we cannot express many numbers. You have to talk like this for years, then one becomes devotee. We cannot expect a very large number. That is not possible. But if we can make one man devotee, then we think our preaching attained the success.
Yes.
It doesn't matter, one. We don't want many. Ekaschanda samohanti natatara sam. One moon is sufficient. There is no need of millions of stars. What is the use? If one does not understand, if one understands, then sufficient. He will make many others. Very unfortunate. But we cannot expect a large number, certainly. Still, we have got many thousands. But they are very easy. Solid.
Yes.
But
the movement is growing.
Huh?
Yes, the movement is growing rather fast. So.
This is everything there is. But the still people do not come. Everything fine. Krishna is so beautiful. Krishna's service is so nice. Krishna's prasad is so nice. Krishna's devotees are so nice. everything nice, 10%. But still people will deny. The same thing with the whore. He satisfied, the eating is true. But if he is given nice halwa, he refuses. Home test.
Last night we went home in the car, Mr. Schumacher and Mr. Papworth. So I went with them to talk. I said I can engage them perhaps in some way. So Mr. Schumacher was complaining that even to live with a house and a little garden would require so much money is such a problem just for his children to have a garden. He's complaining. So I said, well, we've got this nice place, nice garden. We're not having any trouble. You just come and bring your family. You immediately, you can come. And from that point, he argued all the way home. He thought this fault, that fault, next fault. He would not say it. And then the argument began.
We're told that if you ask the rich showman and tell them, and just come with us, and we'll give you some clothing, we'll give you some food, nice place to live, just at the same like this.
I'm not interested. Actually, it so happened. Once, long ago, one servant, he lost his job. So he approached one gentleman, he was devoted. Sir, I have lost it, you can give me. So he said, at present I don't require any servant. Anyway, you are in trouble. So, you chant for it, I will give you. And I will give you the payment. Bhagavata, you chant for it. So after 3-4 days, he could not find out the man. Then he thought that he might have got some service. But why, how is that? He did not say anything like that. So after 3-4 years, he met him again. So when he narrated his story that you came here, I wanted to give you the payment. So why did you go? So he said, very difficult. To chant Hare Krishna all day night, all day, impossible. Although the payment was there, it is impossible. Therefore I went. He the whole day was full on the resort and still he learned except chant Hare Krishna. This is for you. The same example, if you tell the hawk that why you are walking in this way, come on, I shall give you daily halwa. No, sir, I cannot go. I've got so much responsibility. That's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said. Hey, Rupi Brahmanda Bhamite Kono Bhagavanji. Only the fortunate man can get to Krishna consciousness. Kono Bhagavani. Bhagavani means fortunate. Eve Brahmanda Bhamite Kono Bhagavani Guru Krishna Kripaya Bhakti Lata means. So young men, fortunate one cannot accept. Even you give all possessions, there is difficulty. So we give chance people to become Bhagavan, fortunate, by speaking, going door to door, vibrating Hare Krishna mantra, so that the unfortunate can become also fortunate. One. This is it. Otherwise, if people accept it immediately, there is no difficulty. But if so unfortunate, they will not accept. Therefore, we have to create people. Why? Forcing him to hear Hare Krishna. Religious. Now, bhakteshu vidhat. So we have to create him a little devotee. Then he'll come forward. To take that little thing of it. And what he settled then? So he's not coming.
Yeah, we argued all the way. After that, he thought it was Paul Bell.
He must be engaged in shoemaking.
He said, I'm very good.
And without working, he'll get nice food. That's not his plan. Better to make.
Mr. Papalus is more.
Yes?
Mr. Papalus.
John.
He's come, yeah. He's attractive.
And the shoemaker is also be attractive.
Not after we got home. He had a big argument. Here's some of the things. It'll be some time.
He cannot do it. Okay. That's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. Fortunate. Only the fortunate man comes. That's it.
Did you have any children?
All India.
All? At one.
Yes. Everyone is Krishna conscious. You don't know that?
Yes.
Even those who are not Hindus, they are also Krishna
conscious. Anyone
who is conscious of God? No, Krishna, Pachika. There are many Mahamedans. They observe Krishna's birthday ceremony. Many Christians, many Mahamedans. All over the world. Yes, that is so. What's his argument that he doesn't like to come here?
Well, it's a gradual development. First, the reporter, he asked me, what do I think of this Guru Maharaji? And I said, oh. So I said, well, we think he's a demon. So they didn't like that. So then I proved it. They argued all. And I said, well, the reporter argued. So I gave him 5-6 reasons why he's a demon. He couldn't say anything. So then Schumacher said, well, that's all right. But what about some really great thing, like Ramakrishna? So then I said, I had to say that, well, we cannot accept he was incarnation of God, and we cannot accept his philosophy that any path will take you to God, that you can eat anything, you can do anything, if you believe this or that, whatever you believe, you'll come to God. I said, we cannot accept that. Oh, he didn't like that.
Because he's of that nature.
Yeah. Yeah. They, all religions are the same. It's his philosophy. So, and he made the assertion that at least you must accept that the four main religions, that Christianity, Hinduism, Mohammedanism, and Buddhism.
No, we accept any religion. We want to see that whether he has become a lover of God. That's right.
Well, he said, so they're all the same teaching, he said. So I had to say, well, actually, Buddhist teaching is not the same. And then he turns out he's a big expert on Buddhism. So he said, oh, it is identical. And so I said, well, for instance, Christ called God the Father, means God is a person. The Buddha spoke of would not speak of God. He spoke only of a negation of the material, something void, view of void. He said, well, that's only symbols. The words are only so many symbols, but the teaching is the same. I said, but actually the symbols are different. The teaching is different. He said, oh, you're very intolerant. He began to get upset. So then, it went on for some time. It was a long drive.
That ultimately you go back to home, back to Godhead, and you leave there, peace will be done with that. And somebody said, ultimately we can zero. So there is no comparison. Everything is all right. Both of them are the same. How can you say? I am giving you something, tangible idea. And you are saying that ultimately is zero. So both of them are the same. How one reasoned mind can think of it? He come, I have promising somebody that he will come to me, I shall give you good salary. And somebody promised, yes, come to me, I shall give you zero. The same thing? Any same man who says, now both the same. Zero and good situation is the same. So how is that?
Actually, when he was saying that, I made a very bad social mistake. I said that. I said, only if we say that all these teachings are the same, but clearly there's so many different things, I said it would only indicate soft intelligence. I didn't mean directly him, but actually I didn't think I did.
Yes, it is.
Someone got very upset. Oh, I've got soft intelligence. Oh, he was very angry then, so I had to apologize so many things. But actually, if there is unity, it is on the principle that we are the eternal servants of God. And that wherever that principle is found, that is the beginning of unity. Right? But you would agree. But then you could not see that if God is a person, then you can serve him. If God is not a person, you cannot claim to him. Yeah. But I think that Mr. Pastor, he was listening. And finally when he left, he smiled at me, he shook my hand, and he went into his house. He's coming back.
When you say God is creator, you must be a person. Very deadly conception, the creator is you. How do you say that?
Well, we would believe that there is no God.
No man. Nirvishesha-sunnavāri. Pāścātta-deva-kāri. To deliver the Western world from this impersonalism and body. Impersonalism also violence. It is describing in a different way.